Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for life. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Patrick Conley with you again. It is 2018, and I hope you all have gotten your new year off to a wonderful start. And in addition to it being the new year, you know, we are sitting on the brink of Epiphany, great solemnity in the Church that kind of rounds out the 12 days of Christmas. And it also is, in my understanding, it predates, actually, the celebration of Epiphany predates the celebration of Christmas. So there is there's some deep historical roots in the celebration of Epiphany. And I was thinking on my way into the studio about how can we honor the Lord in a very epiphanic way? I don't know if that's a word or not, but how can we honor the Lord in this solemnity of the Epiphany? And of course, the Rediscover Hour is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and inviting others into a deeper relationship with Him. And I got to thinking about those three magi and their gifts, of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which I'll bet our very studied audience knows that they have their symbolic value to those gifts. Gold, recognizing the kingship of Christ; frankincense, recognizing His divinity; and myrrh, which was a balm used to prepare bodies for burial, signifying His impending death, that He would actually die for our sins. And I was thinking about that. How might we do that? How might we use those three gifts in much the same way that, as you know, in the solemnity of the Epiphany, we talk about Christ being made known to the nations? And how can we do that in our celebration of Epiphany? So here's what I came up with, for what it's worth. So gold, how can we give of our own treasure, as it were? Well, think of somebody in your life who needs the consolation, the love, the mercy, the grace, the peace of Christ. Well, who doesn't, right? But specifically, maybe somebody who's a bit far from the Lord, maybe who's walked away from the Church, who is needing to draw near yet again. Well, maybe with our gold, maybe we can actually spend some of our own gold, some of our own treasure, to deepen our relationship with them so that they might encounter Christ in and through us. So what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of something like taking them out for a lunch or a cup of coffee, maybe buying them an experience to share with you, like a movie or a trip to a museum or something like that. Maybe it's offering something that they are in need of. At this point, maybe it's getting them some little gift that will remind them of your relationship with them, as well as maybe the Lord's. Okay, so that's gold. How about frankincense? Well, frankincense has to do with our worship of Christ as His divinity is made known. So what about offering an hour of Eucharistic adoration, a holy hour for them and for their conversion, for them, for their drawing closer to the Lord? How about resolving to pray for them for a month, every day for a month, and that they might draw closer to the Lord? Or bringing your own personal intention to the next Mass that you attend, that you participate in, your intention being for that person, for their relationship with the Lord, for the Lord to remove all the obstacles that are there in between them and the Lord. So that's frankincense. How about myrrh? Well, as we know, Jesus' death was a sacrificial death for the salvation of the world, and He invites us to unite our own sacrifices and our own sufferings to His, so that our sufferings could indeed be made into sacrifices. So with that, I'm thinking, well, what is there in our lives that we could sacrifice, perhaps, for that person to draw them into deeper relationship with the Lord? And maybe that's something about offering to do something for or with them, something that they need done in their lives. Maybe it's some mundane chore. Maybe it's offering to drive them somewhere. Perhaps it's offering to watch the kids so that they can go out and enjoy an evening with their spouse. Maybe it's something like that, some way that we can just make a small sacrifice. And as I was thinking about these things and praying about it, again, on my way in, I was thinking about, well, what exactly is the ramifications of something like this? Well, I think it's manifold, actually. I mean, open up a news app and look at all the news articles that are out there that just reveal the dreadful state of a world without Christ. And know that when we speak into a person's life and when we embody and live out the gospel so that they can observe and draw nearer to Him, that even if they're brought just one step closer to Christ, what a profound effect that can have on the state of our world today. It goes from chaos to order, from disorder to order. And it's being able to see the work and the love of Christ at work in somebody else, and knowing that that in and of itself is a seed that will be planted in many other hearts and many other lives. To say nothing of the eternal destiny of this person and them drawing closer to Christ so that they might enjoy eternity together, united with God the Father through Him. So that's one of the ways I was just thinking about, maybe that is a way. Think of our own gold, our own frankincense, our own myrrh, offering it up for a person who needs to come closer to Christ. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today on the Rediscover Hour. We're going to, and as the next of our Great Catholic Parishes segment, we're going to be talking largely about the program Alpha. You may have heard of it, you may not have heard of it. And we're going to have three special guests with us here in studio joining us to talk about Alpha: Father Joseph Williams, Jennifer Bartels from the Parish of St. Stephen's, and also Father Stephen Hoffman from the Parish of St. Peter's in Mendota. They are all joining me in studio to talk about Alpha. And then we're actually going to have an interview from our producer, who is not actually in the Twin Cities right now, but she's down in Chicago at the FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students Conference. And she's there with Mallory Smith, who's going to be talking about an upcoming retreat day for women of all ages on January 13th. That's later in the program. So really, in our making Christ known to the nations, we are set up well today to talk about just that. And I pray that you will stick around for it. But in the meantime, let us, as we always do, pause and offer this show to our Lord through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, as together we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I pray you'll stick around, because we're going to be talking about Alpha. It's an exciting program to draw people into closer relationship with Jesus. So please don't go anywhere. Rediscover.
Catholic United Financial, based right here in the Twin Cities, has been part of helping this Catholic community for nearly 140 years. I'm John Ginther of Catholic United Financial. Catholic United Financial provides members with quality life insurance and retirement saving options, while giving them opportunities to impact their Catholic parishes, schools, and community. Catholic United is not for profit. We transform profits into purpose. As a fraternal insurance company, Catholic United provides our members with excellent insurance and financial products, and we return our profits to our Catholic communities in the forms of grants, scholarships, and assistance. Let me help you personally with a life insurance or retirement product. You're not only protecting your family, you're also providing for the greater good of our Catholic community. Give me a call, John Ginther, at 612-644-0563. Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, we're there for life.
Well, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new time. There's a new way. I'm gonna live my life. Oh, the old has passed away, and the new has come. Praise God, it's a brand new day.
It is indeed a brand new day, and it's also a brand new year here on the Rediscover Hour. Great to be with you again, and we are talking about Alpha as part of our Great Catholic Parishes program, being the first Friday of the month. And joining me in studio right now are Jennifer Bartels, who is a leader with the Alpha program at St. Stephen's in Minneapolis, as well as Father Joseph Williams, who is the pastor at St. Stephen's in Minneapolis. And it is a pleasure to have you both with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yeah, very good. So I think we should start, just in case there are some listeners out there who are, I mean, Alpha, it's the first letter of the Greek alphabet, I think, or, you know, maybe I remember that from my sometime in school. But what is ALPHA? What is the goal of the program? What is it meant to do? And maybe a little bit about how it's set up.
You know, I think Cardinal Christoph Schönborn, I think, says it so simply when he says, ALPHA is for meeting Jesus. Mm. It's that simple. And for many of people, that means meeting Jesus again for the first time. It's a rediscovery of the person of Christ. And I think in its simplicity, in its looking at the life of Jesus over so many weeks, and in particular in what I think is the centerpiece of the ALPHA program, the outpouring of the Spirit, which is prayed for during a retreat, there is a rediscovery that happens with these Catholic Christians who have known about Jesus, but maybe never have known Jesus or the power of his love and his Spirit.
Yeah, that's a very good distinction there. Yeah. There's a difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus, yeah. Jennifer, can you give us a little bit of an idea of how is ALPHA structured? What makes up the program?
Yeah, it's a multi-week program that we do. We ask for those that are interested in the program to commit multiple weeks to be together with their small groups to get to know each other. What I love about ALPHA is it starts with a meal that is very low pressure. It's an opportunity to get to know each other. And it moves to a time with video that ALPHA provides. They're very well done. And break into small groups throughout the video. So with that, it gives a great opportunity to get to know people that you don't that you've never met before. It gives prompts to help share a piece of yourself that maybe you wouldn't be able to share in normal conversation with other friends, with family, and it also gives just very low pressure opportunities to support each other in ways that maybe those that are entering into the program have never seen or experienced before. So examples would be how to pray over another, how to be with another person in their walk with Christ, things like that.
Yeah. Well, I like the whole concept of it giving you that arena in which to talk about some of these things. Because usually, you know, when I'm together with family and friends and something comes up about, maybe about the Catholic Church, probably most prominently, it comes up as some charged comment, right? Almost eliciting some sort of a vitriolic response. But this is more of it seems like it's a peaceful time. It's an opportunity to unpack some of these very important concepts. And you get to eat. Is what
right.
I'm hearing, which
yes.
is a good thing. So, Father, how did you decide that this is something you wanted to do at St. Stephen's?
You know, we have a very beautiful young adult community, and many of them are Latinos.
Mm.
And these are second generation, so children of immigrants finding their way in the church or maybe not finding their way in the church. And so after walking with them through First Communion, through Confirmation, seeing some of them walk away, The moment came when we decided we need to get our arms around these beautiful young people and to do something, use something that would be a vehicle for bringing them together and really launching a young adult ministry. And that's what ALPHA did for us. We had, I think, 35 or 40 in the spring of 2016
Wow.
that we invited personally to rediscover Jesus. And we know you've been in the church. We know your families. We love your families. We want you, as young adults, to make this choice. Even to worship in a different mass where we're bringing young adult people together. And of that 35 or 40 who were faithful to the ALPHA, 25 to 30 stayed very much involved in the church. And more than that, something was enkindled in their heart. Something really changed. And this joyful, loving group of people emerged that were hungry for more of Christ. And it was really a success.
Wow, it sounds like it. And I just want to pinpoint something, because you said that we personally invited. Is that right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know, we had gotten to know these families and these young people, and we didn't want to lose them, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So we had individual interviews with them. I called them in, or we had some of our young adult leaders do these and say, we want you here. Mm. And we challenged them to take this as an adult step of faith for themselves and for their relationship with God. And we were, you know, we invited a lot more than said yes. That's part of the personal invitation. Many will not answer that invitation, but of those who did, it was really a special gift.
Yeah, wow. So Jennifer, how did you first get involved in the program there at St. Stephen's?
Yeah, my husband and I have been at St. Stephen's for about 6 years. And to be honest, we get asked to help with things and we trust Father and we can't say no. So that's the truthful answer.
Okay.
After getting to know the program of Alpha and really also understanding the deep needs at St. Stephen's, especially for our young adults, Alpha is a great opportunity for encounter. So that very first step, which makes sense by the name of Alpha, mm-hmm. The encounter that a lot of our young adults, from what I've seen, just are really yearning for a way to step into a deeper relationship with Christ and also a deeper relationship with others. When we were trying to sell Alpha to get some of our young adults to participate, we often made comments about the importance of acknowledging your family's faith, but having to know that you need to see and experience and love Christ with your own heart and your own eyes and your own understanding of Him. That from the 18 and older perspective, that this is the time to know and to love Christ in your own way.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I'm curious about that too. I mean, obviously, you've said you've made it very explicit that your young adults were kind of your target audience here, and you've had a lot of response, some mm-hmm. positive response from that. But in my understanding, Alpha is not just for young adults. Is that correct? You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, Alpha is actually a program that is for all ages. I was very grateful to be able to go to an Alpha training offered by Steve Gartland, who's the regional director in this area from Alpha. And when I was at the training, actually, I found that we were the only parish that was represented, at least at the training, that was focusing on young adults. Hmm. Alpha is quite frequently offered for the entire parish. At St. Stephen's in particular, we found that our young adults would possibly be more comfortable in a space where they would be able to meet other young adults, to be able to form that kind of a community feeling, as well as use it as an opportunity to really grow some of our leadership. As I would say that a very large majority of our parish at the 11 o'clock mass, specifically at the mass that I attend, are actually young adults. I would say at least 75% of them are young adults. Through the work of Father Joseph.
That's amazing. Wow. And so I think it's very, if I may say so, I think it's very good thinking, very strategic that I know a lot of times parishes, you can kind of throw the net over the side of the boat, as it were, and expect to just haul in this huge load of fish, which there is precedent for, biblical precedent for. But there's also precedent for choosing, say, I don't know, 12 people to follow you around for 3 years and then send them out to draw in the rest of the world, right? So I think it's strategic to think through, and especially knowing that young adults play such a profound role in your community. So what's the response been like? Father, I'll turn back to you. What you've talked a little bit about the fruits that have been born, but any personal stories, any individuals that you can think of that were really affected by this program?
You know, as I mentioned, the response has been amazing. In fact, right now as we speak, many of those young adults from that first group are at the Focus Conference that you mentioned in Chicago. Father Michael Daly was a godsend to our parish this past winter, and he's taken a very keen interest in being with these young adults, in forming them, especially in leadership gifts. And Jennifer's very big on the fact that you Alpha is Alpha. It's the first letter. You need a beta, a gamma, and a delta. Mm-hmm. And so you have to follow up with things, and we've done that. But for me, a couple individuals stand out. One not from our Alpha. One is actually an in-law who did Alpha in another parish. Not a young adult, but a father, and a good father, a lawyer by training and by vocation. He, as a respectful response, said yes to his parish priest, who asked him to be with his wife, an Alpha leader. They went to the retreat, as I mentioned, to pray for the Spirit. This is new for many Catholics. Jennifer mentioned to be prayed over. That is something very new, and it's a very affirming experience for many people to have their brothers and sisters focus on them, intercede for them, affirm them with not just, you know, words of love, but also charisms of the Holy Spirit. So this, he participated in this. He didn't expect anything for himself, and everything went well. Didn't think so much about, didn't feel anything in particular. The next day, the Sunday Mass, as he's receiving Holy Communion, he experiences the gift of tongues, which wow. was a remarkable, unexpected, unlooked for, or unhoped for, you might say, gift.
Right.
And he wrote, after this experience happened several times and continues to this day, in fact, he wrote this boyish email to a childhood friend of his saying, you know, here's what happened, and it's all real. So this Catholic who was a good Catholic, good husband, faithful to the Sunday Eucharist, and even more than the Sunday Eucharist, sometimes, you know, daily Mass as well, suddenly everything became real. The letters of Paul, because he speaks about the charisms, the Word became alive, his devotion to the real presence of Jesus and the Holy Eucharist, because it happened as he's receiving the Holy Communion. So everything which he understood intellectually suddenly became real for him, and then the fruits of it, he had to share it. So to go back to his boyhood friend, his best friend, in fact, and share all that happened, knowing that they were the two in the high school retreats that were the skeptics, the intellectuals who stood back, if you will, from the experience. And now he has this enthusiasm to share Jesus. And it's really changed his Christian life in a very beautiful way. So that's one testimony that I think of that hits close to our home. But I think Jennifer could talk about others in our young adult group who were deeply touched by the experience.
Yeah, as Father had said previously, the Alpha Retreat is one of it's just one of the most important parts of the program itself, because it's where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit happens, and it's in a very concentrated way. So we actually have our retreat coming up for this cohort. So we're running Alpha for a second time for a group of about 20 or 25 young adults this year. But previously, for our first cohort, we saw this great need for our young adults on our healing night to acknowledge some of the very deep challenges and hurts that they've had. And we've found that through adoration and confession, and a piece of our retreat also was we had some missionaries who were voicing some of the messages that they were receiving from the Holy Spirit over a microphone to others. We found that this was, in kind of a way for us, one of the keys to help really unlock their heart to be able to dig in deeper, where the next night we had the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was just a really big lever for us to acknowledge and to support these young adults in their very real and their deep challenges that they've had in their life.
Mm, yeah, and I think that sometimes some people might get a little nervous about, well, thinking, well, how can you kind of plan that outpouring of the Holy Spirit like that? But it seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the Holy Spirit's pretty much ready when you invite him. Yeah. So sometimes he just needs to be invited to do that kind of work. Yeah.
Right. So for our retreat, we make sure that We do have people that are gifted in the charisms of the Spirit. But then in addition, we would say that any of our leaders or any of those that are comfortable, that are also deeply praying and calling on the Holy Spirit, is oftentimes just a new experience that these young adults have never seen before, or that maybe they have heard about and they even might consider to be a Protestant type of practice or a belief, and is just an experience that we found at our parish is just so core and center to the importance of Alpha at our parish.
Yeah, and I think that, excuse me, as a former Protestant, now Catholic, I think we as Catholics should be all in, understanding of this, because at every Mass, you know, send forth your Spirit upon these gifts that they might become for us. Well, if that didn't happen, then there's no Eucharist, right? So we invite him and he comes and he does it. Yeah. Excellent. So, Father, another question for you. Specifically, we've talked a little bit, we've heard a little bit about the difference that Alpha can make in the lives of individuals. What do you see happening, or what are your hopes for how this affects the whole life of the parish?
You know, Jennifer mentioned the encounter with Christ is essential. It happens, I think, in a special way through the outpouring of His Spirit upon these young people that we are working with. But I think young adults are hungering for joyful community life. And this was the most beautiful fruit that I personally wasn't even expecting, which was they want to be together. And their being together is so natural. It's so joyful. We formed cell groups, cell evangelization groups out of the Alpha to keep them in that joyful community. And I'd get phone calls or texts or videos from those group, and the laughter, they pray the rosary, they're laughing and joking, and they're just happy to be together, and they have a place to call home and to be accepted, to belong in Christ, in fraternal love. And it's really a remarkable thing, and that affects your parish community. Yeah. It affects the way they're present to the Lord and to each other in the celebration of the Sunday Mass. So that fruit of intimate, joyful friendship in Christ is something maybe the most precious fruit of the experience so far.
Right. I know St. Paul talks about that type of relationship so that his joy may be complete. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just, our communal relationship and our joy are intimately tied with one another.
That's right.
Absolutely true. Jennifer, just a question for you too, is that, what does it mean? You're a leader in the Alpha group. What specifically does that mean for you? What do you do as a leader in the group?
I'd say it generally as an Alpha leader, you are responsible for making, the ambiance right, from everything from kind of the organizational standpoint of making sure people feel welcome when they're, for us, going downstairs to eat lunch. We're also making sure that all of our leaders are actively engaging new people that they see in the parish, giving them an invitation to be a part of something that maybe they had no clue about. We have our Alpha leaders supporting and leading in the retreat. So we are asking for them to step up and provide skits, as well as lead our small group conversations and support and help in praying over the participants in Alpha. The real beauty of Alpha that I've found too, really thanks to just the program that's worldwide, is that they do have materials that make it very easy to make it quick and actionable in your church. They even offer trainings in the Twin Cities where you can go if you don't want to take just their booklet and run it from there. So that's something that is from the administrative or organizational mind that I maybe overly push forward. That's something that I at least really appreciate. Being a leader is really the biggest challenge, is finding those that say yes, and those that are just ready to jump in with 2 feet and maybe not know what the outcome might be because it might be themselves that are changed. They think, we always say that for our leaders, they're as much as participants as the ones that we're trying to draw in, because the Holy Spirit will act in whatever way is necessary for each person.
Amen. Amen. And Father Joseph, maybe just a last question to you too. If there's parishes out there who are thinking, well, maybe this might be for us, what kind of recommendation would you offer? How would you rate this on one of those online rating systems or something like that? I don't know. How would you invite parishes to explore
sure.
further?
You know, I couldn't more highly recommend this program. It has been a blessing for us, especially if you're beginning a program or launching something, or if you're trying to reinvigorate programs that already exist but need to be purified, if you will, by the fire of the Spirit. This is a great program. As Jennifer said, it's very simple, and the genius is in the simplicity. There's a meal. Around that meal, there's great openness. People can be themselves. They can express their questions, even their doubts. That's part of the reason that this context exists. And so it's a safe place to rediscover together the person of Jesus, but also their relationship as brothers and sisters. I would say it's and precisely because it is so simple, everything is provided, and the Alpha leadership locally does a great job to make sure you have what you need to do this in your parish, and they're there for you. So I think I have to say kudos to Steve Gartland and to the others that are in the regional leadership.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Father Joseph Williams and Jennifer Bartels from the Parish of St. Stephen's in Minneapolis, and they were joining us to talk about Alpha. But we want to invite also to the microphone now Father Stephen Hoffman from the Parish of St. Peter in Mendota, and you too are an Alpha parish, yeah? So, Father, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patrick. Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, so tell me a little bit about how you discovered Alpha and what made you decide to bring Alpha to the parish.
Well, I've been at St. Peter's for about 3 years, and I started to hear other parishes that were using this program as a tool for evangelization, as a way to bring their communities forward in faith. So I looked into it, and I liked what I found. And so we decided that we would use it in our parish. We're working with a 7-year vision at our parish. And last year and this year, we are focusing on discipleship, our relationship with Jesus Christ. And, you know, Patrick, as you and I both know, any renewal that needs to happen in our lives, in marriages, in family life, in parishes, it has to come back to Jesus. And so that relationship with Jesus is so key and fundamental. And so Alpha is a way to ensure for the whole parish that relationship is known, that it's being enriched, and there's a continual growth deeper in that personal relationship with Jesus, because everything will come out of that. Because one of my great sadnesses is when I meet people, and this is very common, good people that do not believe that there's anything else in the heart of God for them to experience. That they're at a point in their life where they think this is all the better it's going to get, and they're not hopeful and expectant that there's more. And that saddens me when I see this. And Jesus says, I came that they may have life, you know, life in abundance, a joyful life to the full, which is a life in the Spirit. And one example I like to use is, you know, we all have these computers or cell phones, right? And at least this is true for me. I probably use 10, 15% of the capacity of that cell phone or that computer. Well, I think there's a lot of Catholic Christians who are living from maybe only 5, 10, 15% of their baptismal grace. And there is so much more. And I think Alpha is just a way to tap into that and to help people get in touch with that baptismal heritage that they received at the day of their baptism, and to let that really come alive in Christ through the Spirit. So,
wow, wonderful. Yeah. So logistically, did you see a big response as well when you first were bringing Alpha into the parish? Are you in the midst of that now, or are you, what kind of, yes. How was it received by the parish?
Well, it was received very well. We just ran our first one last fall.
Okay.
We're gearing up to run our second one at the end of January or the beginning of February. And so, yeah, we decided to keep the numbers small, not to let it be too large, because as Father Joseph and Jennifer said, one of the key parts is the small group sharing.
Sure.
And so, you know, a parish has to determine based on their space and the size of the community how large of a number you want to begin with, depending on how many leaders you have. We call them hosts and helpers at each table, how many volunteers you have to help with that, what your space is like, how many tables can you have in your space. So we decided to have 50 people for each Alpha. We had 58 sign on, but there's always a few that they'll start and they'll drop out. And so we ended up with 50, kind of an average of 50.
That's still a pretty good size.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Now, Jennifer alluded to this a little bit, but I think for some, it's a little bit unnerving that this is actually... It's a program that has come out of a church in England that is a Church of England church. It's not a Catholic church.
Right.
It's a Protestant church. So what would you say to those who would be a little leery of the program because it is not explicitly Catholic?
Right, right. Well, I think this is what has helped me is that the program basically works with the basic gospel message, which we call the kerygma.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what Pope Francis says in his Joy of the Gospel, that encyclical letter. In the introduction, he says, I invite every Christian to a daily renewed encounter with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentions in this Joy of the Gospel as well, the power of this basic gospel message. We never grow beyond the point where this message of God's love for us in Christ, of our fallenness because of sin, and our need for redemption, and to, you know, this call to a relationship with God that brings so much joy and blessing and leads to evangelization and telling others, we never grow beyond that. And this basic message has lost none of its power to impact our lives in just deeper ways, in fuller ways. So we kind of looked at it this way. Now, as it was said earlier, it is geared best toward people who have either no faith or have little faith, okay, or people that are on the fringes. But it also can help people that already have faith to go deeper. So because it sticks to the basic message, and then it talks about, for example, the role of prayer in our relationship with God, the role of the Bible, the need to be a person of the Word and immersed in the Word of God. It talks about the reality of evil and how we deal with that, how we deal with temptation. And so because it kind of sticks to this basic message, it's able to be ecumenical because this is what is basic and common to all Christian denominations. But there are, you know, as a Catholic listens to this, you're going to sometimes experience, especially if a person already has faith, that there is more.
Mm.
There's parts that they're not saying.
Mm.
But they're not intending to say them. They're trying to help people get in touch with, like I said, the basic gospel message. Now, there are moments, too, where you can kind of sense the perspective is not fully Catholic. There's one particular DVD that touches on the role of the church in our Christian life. And I've noticed that in Catholic communities that run the Alpha course, that is the one talk that they will often do themselves.
Okay.
You know, they'll give it more from a Catholic perspective.
Yeah.
And that's what we decided to do too.
Mm.
And what I will do at the end of the evenings, either I or our deacon, Deacon Tim Hennessy, is if we sense that there's a need to fill in a gap that was in the message of the DVD that night, we will, at the end of the evening, we'll kind of fill in that gap, bringing something in, you know, from a Catholic perspective that might have been missing in the DVD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So there's that freedom to do that.
Of course,
we can, if we need to tinker with it a bit, we can do that, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, just last night at our RCA program at the cathedral, we had the St. Augustine quote that just as the Israelites took the treasures out of Egypt, then so might we from the Catholic faith take the treasures of philosophy. So when it's truth, when it's shared truth, we can certainly plug into that. And when we need to expound upon it and Catholicize it, then we can do that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
They do a great job. The people in charge of putting the Alpha program together, they've really done a wonderful job.
Yeah. And where, just in closing, where might someone go if they're thinking about, I want to know more? Any recommendations of where they should check it out?
Well, as Jennifer mentioned and Father Joseph, there is a regional director or leader, Steve Gartland, that they can contact, and that can be found, I believe, on a website. Alpha itself has a website. I think it's alpha.org. Is that right? Alpha.org. And you click on the website, and you can get all the materials that you need. You can watch introductory DVDs that give you a sense of what the program is and what steps you need to take to bring it to your parish. So most of what you would need is on the website.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for that. Father Stephen Hoffman, just before we say goodbye to you, just one more request. Would you pray for us and give us your on-air blessing?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Please.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving Father, we just pray for your blessing upon all those who are listening to this broadcast, for them and their families. Father, we pray that through Jesus, you would respond to the deepest yearnings of our hearts, that you would bring us all closer to your Son, so that through your Son, we might discover the gift of the Holy Spirit, that fullness of life that you came to bring us. Bring this gift to every person that you have created, and send us to help you to do that and to build up your kingdom. And we make this prayer through the holy and the powerful name of Jesus in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Stephen Hoffman, thank you for joining us here on the Rediscover Hour.
You're welcome.
Wow, a lot about Alpha, but we have got actually more on deck, of course. There's always more, as Father Stephen just told us. Coming up next, a little bit about Endow, a ministry for women. Stay with us. Rediscover.
So, Father John, go back to this whole idea of the virtue of hope being a gift.
The Inner Life with Chuck Neff.
If it's a gift, is it just a matter of us recognizing that and then just saying, thank you, Lord, and accepting it? That seems pretty easy when oftentimes it's so difficult to grab onto something like hope.
Whatever the darkness of our lives can be, we have to remember, I already have a gift from God that is called hope. It's infused in my soul, and it's going to be my prayer life, my deepening knowledge of God through study, my practice of the sacraments, all that is going to water the gift of hope. And with patience and endurance and fidelity, that gift of hope begins to grow in a way that we find a way through the darkness. Very slowly, the one who is hopeless or in despair in darkness realizes that they are not alone.
Rock solid Catholic spiritual direction.
The Inner Life, weekdays 12 Eastern, 11 Central on Relevant Radio.
Peace is flowing like a river.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley with you again. Crystal Crocker is in for Susanna Parent, our producer, and Paul Sadek is our technical producer today. And if you want to find out more about Alpha that we were just talking about, check out rediscover-faith.org and click on the great Catholic parishes. We do have links to Alpha on that page as well. Speaking of our producer, Susanna Parent, she's not with us because she's down at the Focus Conference in Chicago. And she has recorded an interview down there with Mallory Smith, who is the director of program growth for a ministry called Endow. And there's an upcoming retreat day here in the Twin Cities on January 13th. So let's give a listen to this interview with Mallory Smith.
Hello, this is Susanna Parent with the Rediscover Hour, and I'm reporting from the Fellowship of Catholic University Students Focus Conference in Chicago. I'm here with Mallory Smith, who is also attending the conference, and she's here at the conference with Endow, and her husband is actually here speaking. And I would just like to ask you, Mallory, about why you're here and why you decided this would be a good place to share about Endow. But first of all, how are you enjoying the conference so far?
Susanna, thanks for having me. I am enjoying the conference a ton because I was a Focus missionary for 6 years, and there's nothing like coming together with 8,000 people who want to know or know Jesus and really want to share him. I think for people who are looking for hope in the Catholic Church, right here is the place to see it. Like when you see that many priests coming up for Mass, my first Focus conference, I was deathly ill. And I just cried when I saw the priest because I was just so overwhelmed.
Wow.
That Jesus wants to see his church flourish. And here we're just seeing so many people coming together to love him and to glorify him. And that, I just love it every year.
Oh my goodness. And I've just been so amazed and inspired by seeing the numbers of people here. This is the first year at Focus where they've invited people to come who are not just college students. And we'll talk more about Endow. We definitely will. But I do have to mention, since we're here at Focus, just how beautiful and vibrant the Catholic Church is. There really are so many young people here. There's over 8,000 people, and probably 1,000 of them are just lay leaders who are here to grow in formation. But to talk more about Endow, I wanted to ask you if you could share with us the mission and vision of Endow and also who it's for.
So first of all, Endow is for every woman, basically, from middle school and up. And so we have a middle school study and we have high school studies. We really seek just to nourish women with the beauty of the truths of the Catholic Church. And so our mission is to get at least the letter to women by John Paul II into hands of every woman. And what we do is we do small group studies based on the magisterium of the church.
Okay.
And so one of the ways I like to say it is, I was reading in Ephesians, and St. Paul says that our faith is an unsearchable riches.
Mm.
And so many of us, we're not even looking in the church. The church has something to say about who we are as men and women.
Yeah.
And what Endow wants to do is break into the culture, where the culture has a lot of opinions about who woman is.
Yeah.
And tell them who God says they are through the beautiful teachings of the church. And so we have about 14 different studies, and we seek to get women in small groups so they can grow in their faith and grow in community.
Okay, wow. And then just speaking about the different studies and the different age demographics that it serves, do you have like specific studies just for high schoolers and then some for people who are in college or post-college?
We do. So we have one for middle schoolers called Defining Dignity.
Okay.
And then we have one for high schoolers called Created for Love. And then from then on, it would just be our regular curriculum, which includes, like I mentioned, John Paul II Letter to Women. We have On the Christian Meaning of Suffering, Mother of the Redeemer. And then we also have things on Lives of the Saints, such as St. Thomas Aquinas or Edith Stein, and that's just a few of them. But after those first two, they would be for women, basically college and up.
You mentioned that Endow does small groups with their model. Can you explain to us kind of how that is really essential to making the model work well?
I would love to. Small groups is something I'm really passionate about. Because I was listening to a pastor who once said that people grow in circles, not rows.
Mm.
And I know so many people who can go to Mass every Sunday and they never meet Jesus. No one ever knows their name. They're never held accountable to their sin or are coming to know the joy of knowing the Lord. But when you get women or men together with just 10 or so people in a small group to really dive in, you're creating friendships. You're actually learning material, and people are actually looking into their own lives, and the accountability is created for them to actually change their lives.
Yeah.
And so I'm just really a believer that people really do change and come to know one another in circles, not rows.
It's so true. And even here at the Focus Conference, they are separating us into small groups. Mm-hmm. So we have small groups here of 10 people, like you just mentioned, and then they divide us into three. So we go to different breakout sessions. We come back as a small group to help train each other in the different topics and breakout sessions that we went to. So I definitely want to encourage everyone else out there to explore small groups, because they really are a really great and vital way that we can learn and grow together. You mentioned some of the different Endow studies that are out there. Do you have a favorite of your own?
Right now my favorite is The Christian Meaning of Suffering.
Okay.
For me personally, it's just been fun to go through to see what Pope John Paul II had to say about it. But we're at a spot in our culture that people don't really know how to suffer anymore, and really the goal would be to eradicate suffering instead of to embrace suffering. But whenever I look at, and I just listened to a book about this man from World War II, and all I could get from the book was greatness is made through suffering. Like, I don't know that many people who are great who didn't suffer. And so to really learn how our popes and how our leaders see that, and how they can actually guide us through our own suffering. Because even though it can seem really great when you're going through it, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So that one's my favorite right now.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And we are so excited, too, because you are coming to Minnesota January 13th for a Day with Endow Retreat Day, which will be held at St. Olaf's in Minneapolis. And for all of you listening, all of you women listening, there is still room to register. So please, if you're interested, you can go to rediscover-faith.org and click on events, and you'll find more information there to register. But Mallory, could you please give us a sneak peek into what the Day with Endow Retreat Day will look like? Just a glimpse.
Sure. So we're just going to dive into a couple of some of the works that we use for our studies, but mainly we're going to be talking about what it means to have identity in God as women, what it means to exude beauty as women, and then what it means to be called to go on mission through the church. And so these are things that I'm really passionate about. I'll be there. I'll be giving some of the talks, but there really will be a lot of time for the women who come to the retreat to really just dive into their own hearts and answer these questions by themselves and with other people. And then one other thing I had wanted to add into the day was just time for women to maybe just do a couple things that they wouldn't get to do normally if they're at home.
Yeah.
So during lunch, there'll be some opportunity for that as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Mallory. And we will see you at the Endow Retreat Day. And again, anyone who would like to register for that retreat, please visit rediscover-faith.org. Or you can email me, Susanna Parent, at parents@archspm.org. That's parents@archspm.org. Thank you, Mallory.
Thank you.
Susanna Parent, along with Mallory Smith, talking about an Endow Retreat Day coming up for women of all ages on January 13th. For more information, go to rediscover-faith.org. But we got more stuff after this, so stay with us. Rediscover.
Catholic United Financial is all about life and the richness and joy it brings to the families and communities they serve every single day. And they have been for over 138 years. As a fraternal life insurance company, after expenses are paid and reserves are set aside, Catholic United pays it forward and pours their profits back into the communities they serve as grants, scholarships, and more. Think of them as a financial cooperative with a helpful heart. We're all betting the unexpected won't happen to us, right? Unfortunately, events like serious life-threatening health problems can set you back financially, draining your savings or future retirement income. A Catholic United life insurance policy may be able to offset the cost of this care, care that could cost thousands of dollars per month. Visit CatholicUnitedFinancial.org or call 651-765-6548. Enjoy your life and connect with your local Catholic United rep. Find out how they can help you be ready to face the unexpected, because help is what they do.
And we're We're back. Here is Paul Sadek with a quick look at events in the Archdiocese, brought to you by the family-owned Quick Strip stores in the Twin Cities area.
And Dow envisions a world where a woman has the opportunities, knowledge, courage, and support to be the best version of themselves. A Day Within Dow retreat is coming up Saturday, January 13th, 8:30 to 4:30. Find out more, email Susanna Parent, parents@archspm.org.
The Church of the Epiphany in Coon Rapids is holding a Healing the Whole Person retreat on January 18th through 20th. For question and more information, visit epiphanymn.org or contact Jill Fink at jfink@epiphanymn.org.
You're invited to the Healing the Whole Person retreat at the church. That's the one
that's
you
what
just
I just
did.
Said.
You just said that. The Office of Marriage, Family, and Life invites you to join Archbishop Hebda for the annual prayer service for life, Monday, January 22nd, 10:30 a.m. at the Cathedral of St. Paul. Find out more, call 651-291-4488.
And there's a Catholic Watchman rally coming up on the 23rd of January, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at St. Bartholomew. For more information, rediscover-faith.org.
And what's next week?
Next week, well, you know, January is pro-life month, and we're on the next Rediscover Hour. That's what we're going to talk about with Greg Menke, the board president, and Jennifer Meyer, the executive director of Options for Women East. We'll also hear from Sean Peterson and Rachel Herbeck from the Minnesota Catholic Conference. That's what's coming up next week. Until then, folks, go to church and be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday evening at 9, Saturday at noon, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. Brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for life. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.